KSRO News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. A defendant in the Georgia election interference case is filing a motion against Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis that accuses her of being in an improper romantic relationship. The motion filed by Mike Roman accuses Willis and a top prosecutor in the case of being in the relationship that would make the indictment fatally defective. More details about the Alaska Airlines jet that lost part of an exit door during flight.
United Airlines says it found loose bolts and other installation issues on a part of some Boeing 737 MAX 9 jets that were inspected after Friday's Alaska Airlines mid-flight blowout. The inspections are focused on plugs used to seal an area set aside for extra emergency doors that are not required on United and Alaska MAX 9s. That plug is the part that blew off the Alaska plane as it cruised 16,000 feet over Oregon. The Federal Aviation Administration grounded all MAX 9s operated by Alaska and United. The FAA has issued new guidelines for inspecting the door plugs and other MAX 9 jets and repairing them if necessary. I'm Norman Hall.
Also at SRNNews.com, IRS announces January 29th as the official start date of tax season.
The agency is undergoing a massive facelift, attempting to improve its technology and customer service. The IRS says there will be more walk-in centers open to help taxpayers, enhanced paperless processing to help with IRS correspondence, and enhanced individual online accounts available for taxpayers. Eligible taxpayers will be able to file their 2023 tax returns online directly with the IRS through a new electronic direct file pilot, which will be rolled out in phases and is expected to be widely available in mid-March. The IRS expects most refunds to be issued in less than 21 days. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. The numbers are in on an evangelism effort in Cuba.
A group of Baptist leaders from Florida spent a week in the communist enclave late last year, and the result is more than 4,800 Cubans giving their life to Christ. Pastor Philip Hamm of First Baptist Palmetto tells Baptist Press, quote, "Not only were they very hospitable and friendly, but they also have a sincere hunger for spiritual things. Christians are still persecuted in Cuba, but opportunities for the gospel have increased slightly in recent years." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The New York City police report 31 anti-Semitic hate crimes in the month of December. That's a large Jewish population in New York City, and it saw a surge in attacks right after the terror group Hamas assault on Israel. NYPD says anti-Semitic crimes accounted for more than half of the hate crimes that took place in the city last month. This is SRN News. New Hampshire's Attorney General has a beef with the National Democratic Party leaders. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
A few days ago, DNC officials called New Hampshire's presidential primary meaningless. That didn't sit well with the state's attorney general, who issued a cease and desist notice. John Formella warned that such a statement violates state law. New Hampshire bucked President Biden and the DNC by continuing to hold on to its traditional first-in-the-nation primary status, even after the party decided it would begin its primary season in South Carolina. Greg Clugston, Washington.
At least 21 people have been injured in a gas explosion in a downtown hotel in Fort Worth, Texas. The Fort Worth Fire Department responded to the Sandman Signature Fort Worth Hotel following the explosion, which blew a large hole in the lower part of the building. More details at SRNNews.com.